When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We were just kind of talking about this off the air, and, yeah, and Arch hinted at an interesting number, Vikings defense related, in our conversation with him as well. 18 interceptions for that defense. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And what did he say? Second in the league in picks. They're plus +5 in turnover ratio as a team, which is great. That's what you want to be.
They have 18 picks, and they're plus +5. They turn the ball over too much.
They turn the ball over a lot. And that's the thing about Darnold. Yeah. He's having a really nice year. He still puts the ball in harm's way. There's also, you know, because we talked, you watched them. The Vikings' deep secondary is okay.
Yeah.
They're not great. People pass a lot against them. They're fourth to last in the league in terms of yards per game allowed in the air. So teams are throwing it a lot against them. I guess they're coming up with picks. But here's Raheem Morris on the Vikings defense.
They're playing at a Pro Bowl level, you know, particularly their rush-ins and particularly Harrison. Yeah, Gilmore's out there, Phillip Till playing corner at a high level. They still got Harrison Smith playing at a high level. Their green dot at the middle linebacker position, I believe, is playing at as high a level as anybody. And B-Flow, he has a way and he has a system. It's devised with smart football players, being able to go out there and have total understanding. Van Ginkel seems like he makes a play every single week on SportsCenter. So those guys play very well together, and like they know exactly what they're doing, and they do a nice job. He always has.
They got some good players.
They do. Man. Van Ginkel's got 9 sacks.
Van Ginkel's a good player.
Jonathan Grenard's got 10 sacks.
It's a great pickup for the both of them. Great pickups for them dudes in the offseason, man. And their impact.
Pat Jones, the second, has 7 sacks.
I mean, that's just impact. Impactful guys. And then Harrison's still doing it at a high level, man. And I forgot until like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, they went and got Gilly too. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, yeah, it's gonna be tough sled against this defense. And in that, we know I played in that, well, not necessarily. Did I play in that building? No, I didn't play in that building, but I played up there in Minnesota.
Playing the Metrodome?
Times. Yeah. Played there a couple times, dude. They get into it, dude.
Oh, yeah, the fans are crazy.
The fans are crazy. And like Dave said, it's going to be a lot crazier with Kirk coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be the biggest thing. And you shouldn't have to say we got to control the crowd. They're just like any crowd, though. You get out there and ask, they'll be quiet.
Yeah, you can make them quiet. Just play.
Yep.
You can also make them way louder.
Yes.
If Kirk does what he's done.
Because it's
going to
start.
It's going to
start loud. When they start that skull and that dude come out on that damn motorcycle.
Pretty great.
It's pretty crazy.
Like, you
got to
give him credit. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty crazy.
They got a Viking on a motorcycle with a horn.
Yes.
Skull horn.
Like, usually, I watch all the Viking shows. When that happens, it's about to go down.
What part of the Viking evolution did they get motorcycles?
Oh, dude. I think they. Because they made their own ships.
They should have sailed on a big ship.
They made their own ships. They rode horses.
Yeah.
I don't know what a motorcycle is.
But I guess a horse is a modern motorcycle.
It is.
Or a motorcycle is a modern horse.
Yeah.
We saw a guy riding a horse in the middle of the road just the other day.
And that would throw me off.
I was like, why is this traffic backed up? Oh, that man's on a horse.
Get your ass out the way.
Okay.
Yeah. Have some decency and some damn respect for the people in a car.
I guess you're allowed to do that. No. I don't really know what the rules are.
No, get the horse out the way, dog.
I really don't know what the rules are.
Horse out the way.
Horses can go fast. He's trotting.
Get out the way, man.
Move this thing along.
The horseman. The motor pad guy. Okay? The bicycle guy. Bicycle get the hell out the way.
Yeah. It's dangerous.
Get out the way.
Very dangerous. All right. Let's hear Tom Brady talking about quarterbacks needing to be a little smarter.
The only aspect that I think is very challenging, and certainly for Trevor Lawrence, nobody wants to see anybody get hurt, but it is also the reality of a very physical sport that we play.
Yeah.
Defensive players have to be aggressive. There's an aspect to me that I think the quarterbacks and the quarterbacks need to take better care of themselves. And at the same time, when you run, you put yourself in a lot of danger. And when you do that, I don't think the onus of protecting an offensive quarterback who's running should be on a defensive player. I don't think that's really fair to the defense. So if you slide and it's, you know, everyone can argue, was it black and white or was it just a gray area? Do you slide late or is it unnecessary roughness or is it a late hit? There's more designed runs for quarterbacks ever now than in the history of the NFL. So are we really trying to protect quarterbacks? Because if you are trying to do it through the rules, then why are the offensive coordinators not protecting their quarterbacks by keeping them in the pocket and not designing as many quarterback runs?
All right. That part I don't agree with.
Shut the hell up most of that, Tom. Some things he has some great points.
Yeah, there's some good points.
But I'm going to say shut the hell up, Tom, because they changed the quarterback rule for you.
Right.
They changed it for you.
It got safer.
Yeah, it got
for
safer.
For you.
It got safer because Tom Brady, it was in the you know, who did they play? The Chiefs, I think it was.
Yeah, and the guy rolled.
And my man Sammy Morris, he did his job with there, cut the linebacker. Linebacker jumps over Sammy, grabs him, bam, bam, bam. All right. It's so hard nowadays for defenders on the quarterback because there's so many quarterback runs. And when do you dictate when a quarterback is a runner? You know what I mean? Because Trevor Lawrence, he was running the football. But was it a design run play? It was a pass play, but he's trying to get closer to first down. And the thing with it is when you slide, that's where you slide. That's where you're down at when you start your slide. Well, he's trying to slide. He knows this. I'm trying to get first down. Let me slide a little later.
Exactly.
You're going to get your ass knocked out many more times than not. It's just what it is. I'm not defending the linebacker from Houston or anything like that. It was a bad hit. But at the same time, that's going to happen a lot.
Yeah, it was a bad hit, but it was a hit that happened.
It was a hit that happened. It was the ferocity of how the hit looked.
Yeah.
That play happens all the time because y'all see quarterbacks jumping up with their hands like if you don't get called.
Yeah.
So it happens. It don't happen, and he's a repeat offender too.
Sure.
And so, but yeah, I'm going to hit that, Tom.
I know. My whole thing is like my reaction to all of it is, yeah, that's all true, and it happens.
Yes.
And he's a repeat offender, so they suspended him, and that's fine.
Say this. Say that he's running a quarterback sweep or something. He's running a quarterback sneak, a sweep or something like that, or a quarterback power or something like that, and he's running like that. You know what I mean? It's just it dictates. That's how basically what Tom said, between a running play and a scramble. Like, is he safer – because it's a design quarterback run. Can I just tee off on him now?
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, of course not.
Yeah, but
and the other part of it is there's more running plays by quarterbacks, and there's more rules designed to try to protect the quarterback. Yeah. So there's going to be more moments like this. But again, it's football. Like, there's going to be big hits. Guys are going to get hurt.
Yes.
I think this, it doesn't need to be like a wide sweeping change.
Patrick Mahomes.
Just deal with it on a play by play basis.
Somebody just needs to knock the hell out of Pat Mahomes. I'm dead serious because you watch.
He's the one who's toying with it the
you
most.
You watch him. He delays. Like, he's about to run out of bounds or go down and gets that scoop. No, go drill his ass.
And then get suspended for 19 years.
Drill him.
Get sent to the moon.
Go drill his ass because he's the master at it.
You're right.
He's the master at it.
But the master at what? Kind of cheating.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks.
Go drill his ass.
Yeah, you should. Absolutely. And then again.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Just hopefully you said your goodbyes to your family, because Goodell's having you shipped somewhere where they're never going to see you or hear from you again. They're not standing for that. All right, we can skip the D'Amico Ryans one, because we kind of did enough on this one. Here's Bill Belichick talking about what he would do, how he would handle it if Justin Tucker was his kicker.
I don't see a lack of talent. He still has great height on the ball. The ball, you know, travels with plenty of distance. Clearly, there's some fundamental technique thing that he's not doing consistently, and that's caused him to miss both to the left and to the right. So I think, you know, what I would do is keep working on the fundamentals and the technique of the kick. I don't think there's a lack of talent. I think it's fundamentally there's just something that's not quite right here. And I know I'm sure that Justin and Coach Harbaugh and you know, the whole operation, the holder, the snapper, are all trying to get this, you know, down. I think he's definitely capable of doing it, but there's nobody else out there that you know, has more experience or has mentally been in more situations than Tucker has. I think I would go with Tucker.
Well, yeah, I would still stay with Tucker. I would stay with him. I would. Everything that Coach Bill said. And Bill, I mean, this dude had two of the best kickers ever. Obviously, he had Vinatieri, but then I was Gostkowski.
Oh, yeah, Steven Gostkowski.
Yes, he was freaking phenomenal all those years. He was the kicker and everything like that. He ain't been the same since Kelce knocked the ball off.
Kelce stole his team.
Kelce stole his soul, too.
Yeah.
Kelce stole his soul. Because
it happens.
It happened because that's where he always wound up. I mean,
Harbaugh did the same thing to Jim Schwartz.
That was
the same.
That was his whole routine. Mm-hmm. Now, and Kelce took it away from him.
Yeah.
Has he been, like, mentally fragile? Like, I can't start my whole routine.
Exactly. He messed the whole thing up. But you're like, again, I get it. History, more guys get different lengths of leeway and all that. But, like, at a certain point, like, you're going to be in a close game probably in the playoffs that you need to have a kicker you can rely on. Just because you have a guy now who can do it better than him now doesn't mean he's better than him his whole career.
I agree.
You just got to get a guy who can do it on
this
Sunday.
This is that thing, like you said, the leeway part about it.
Yeah.
And this is where Tuck is in his hierarchy in that locker room. They love
sure,
that brother.
Of course.
They love that brother.
Because if he was some other guy, he would have been cut by now.
Yes, they love that brother, and they have faith in him. Because they look at it from a standpoint where, hell, Lamar threw an interception. You know what I mean? Now, I'm not saying he's on Lamar's level at all.
Right.
But that's how they view him in that organization.
Sure. Man. Fair enough. Fair enough.
All right, guys. It's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.